Okay, today is Daf Lamed Dalet of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are on Daf Lamed Dalet, actually. We are on the third line. The fourth line. Where it says, Uminayin L'Shalosh L'Shalosh. Third line. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Nuremberg family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, and Nithil Bas Shmuel, the Neshama Shavaliyas. Here we go. So, Uminayin, how do you know, Shalosh L'Shalosh L'Shalosh? How do you know that it's three Malchios, three for Zichronos, and three for... How do you know that? So, Talmud Lomar, well, it says, V'havar to shofar trua, Shabbos on Zichron trua, and Yom trua li yeyelochem. The thing is that those three two of them are by Yovel. Not even by Rosh Hashanah. So, Uminayin, Litein ha'tza'amur, Shalzeh, Bezeh, v'shalzeh bezeh. How do you know that they apply to Yovel all three and to Rosh Hashanah all three? Right, Rashi says, L'fisha shalosh truos halolu lo nemru b'makom echad. They're not all said in one place. Shashtayim nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. Two are said about Rosh Hashanah, v'achas b'Yovel. Minayin litin amuz b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yovel. V'tamu b'Yovel b'Rosh Hashanah. Shiyukan v'kan shalosh. How do you know to do that? Tamad lomar, shvi shvi l'gzei reshava. It's l'gzei reshava. Haketzad, shalosh, shehin teisha. So it's three which become nine. Why is it nine? There are three truas. You have to blow three truas by Malchios, three by Shofros, and each trua has in front of it a tekia, and after it a tekia. So you have tekia through a tekia, three times, is nine. We have a tekia shvar through a tekia, which makes it ten. But really, it's really called, the Gemara calls that a trua. We don't know what a true is. We're going to get to it today. Okay? Shir tekia kitrua. The shir of a tekia is a terua. Shir terua kishalosh shvarim. A shir of a terua is the length of three shvarim. Right? So, hai tana meikara maisi lab hekesha. Yesterday we had a hekesh about this. V'hashda maisi lab gzereshava. Now you have a gzereshava. So, g'machachi kamer. Here's the story. Ilav gzeir shava. If there would not have been a gzeir shava, having my sina lay behekesha, I would have had a hekesh. Right? That's what she says. Down at the bottom. Ilo nemru gzeir shava zula Moshe misin ledona. If I wouldn't have had this gzeir shava taught by Moshe to every generation, haisi mevi hakol behekesha, I would have had a hekesh. Klomar, meaning to say. Me atzma, I would have made it up myself. Had a gzeir shava. But if not for the gzeir shava, I would have made a drasha by myself. That's a funny thing that Rashi just said that, because you can't make a hekesh by yourself. You're not allowed to do that. The only derivation you could do by yourself, according to Rashi, is a kal v'chomer. Because of logic. You can't make up a hekesh by yourself. What does the hekesh even mean? It means two words in the same pasuk. That we could make a drasha, like the famous, most famous hekesh is probably by Gittin. It says the yatsasa, right? We make a hekesh going into going out, marrying to divorcing, right? The stars, all these kinds of similarities. They have to be in the same pasuk. If they're not in the same pasuk, it's called a gzeir shava. If they're in the same pasuk, how can Rashi say you make it on your own? So I didn't ask this question. The Gilui Rashas asked this question. And he said, doesn't mean, the Gemara doesn't really mean here hekesh. What it means is logic. That's what it really means. Like, it's just obvious that shofar should be blown, or Shoshana and Yovel, the same thing. Why should it be different? So it's really logic. It's not a real hekesh, like what the Torah calls a hekesh, or what the Gemara calls a hekesh. Hashtu, that's the Dasi Gzereshava. Now that I have a Gzereshava, hekesh alo tzarech. I don't need a hekesh. Votani maitzalab Gzereshava mi midbar. There's another braisa that makes a gzereshava from the midbar. What midbar? Blowing chatzotzros. Even though they're not really shofars, they're different things, but same ideas. Titania, utekatem trua. What's utekatem trua? We would translate that in English as to blow a shofar, to blow the horn. Utekatem means tekia, trua means trua. Tekatem trua. Tekia, bifnei atzma, utrua bifnei atzma. A tekia, and then a trua. Ata omer.
They're making a hekish on something that by them changing everything.
What do you mean?
That's exactly what it means. Blow a trua.
Right.
But you're changing the meaning of everything. You're
changing the meaning of tekatem to meaning...
The whole pasuk.
Not just blow, but blow tekiah.
You're changing the meaning of the pasuk.
Why? Which pasuk? This new one?
You should blow a tshuah and a tekiah?
No, yes. Utekatem tshuah. Blow a tshuah. It means blow a tekiah, then blow a tshuah. That's right. Change it right, exactly. Ata omer tekiah b'fnei atzma, tshuah b'fnei atzma. Omer el tekiah tshuah achasi. Maybe it's the same thing. What Mati saying? Utekatem tshuah. Blow a tshuah. What does it mean an extra tekiah? Kishu omer when it says, u'bahakel es hakahal, tokiyu v'lo toriyu. But there's another pasuk that says that sometimes they would blow just tekiahs. Havi omer tekiah b'fnei atzma, utu b'fnei atzma. U'minayin shepshuta l'faneha. How do you know it has to be a straight sound beforehand? Tamalam utekatem tshuah. U'minayin lepshuta shachareha. How do you know there's a tekiah afterwards?
That's very funny because tekatem tshuah means we say tshuah is not a tshuah. The middle,
whatever the middle one is.
That's
right.
Not straight.
Right. No. That's right. That's how you know the first one's straight. He's just repeating it. The Marsh is repeating itself. Yeah, he's repeating itself. How do you know the first one's straight? Utkatem trua. How do you know that after the trua, whatever that is, there's another tzkiah? How do you know that? Tamad lamar, trua yitku'u. A trua, you should blow a tzkiah afterwards. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer. Ein tzarech. I don't need all that. Harry Omer, it says, Utekatem trua shnia. It says utekatem trua twice. She ain't tamad lomar shenis. Didn't have to say it a second time. Ma tamad lomar shenis. Why did it say it twice? Zeb bona av. This is a model. Shechol makom shenemar trua. Whenever there's a trua blown, for whatever reason, take tekiah shnia la. There's a tekiah afterwards as well. So we have a tekiah before, the trua, and a tekiah afterwards. Ainli elab midbar. Okay. It's in the midbar. But Rosh Hashanah minayim. What does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomar, trua l'gzeirah shava. It's a gzeirah shava. The shalosh truos nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. Like I said, a lot of this is repetitive. Three truos said of Rosh Hashanah. Shabbason zichron trua, yom trua, v'avartem shofar trua. U'shtei tekiyos l'kol achas v'achas. And there are two tekiyos for each one. Matzinu l'meidin. We see from here, shalosh truos, there are three truos, v'sheish tekiyos, and six tekiyos, nemru b'Rosh Hashanah, shtayim midivrei Torah, v'achas midivrei sofer. Two are from the Torah, and one is from the divrei sofer. What does that mean? What do you mean, Rabbanan? Yeah, no, I know what those words mean. What does that mean? Is it in the Rabbanan? One of them is the Rabbanan? No. It was Shabbos, Zichron Trua, Vavartim Shofar Trua, Medivrei Torah. Yom Trua, Yi Lochem, is L'Talmudo Huba. It's Talmudo, it comes to teach you. What does that mean? Rashi says on the left side, Trei Kroi, Dorosh L'Minyana, two Psukim Adarshan for the number, three Truas, six Tekiyas, Kiditani va'azil va'avart the shofar trua shabbosan zechon trua b'divrei Torah. Klomar mikan nilmat shtayim yom tu yilachem lo tidrushe l'minyana shere lahal talmudu huba mufnil l'gzereshava darish trua l'gzereshava. In other words, it's not teaching me the number. It's used for the gzereshava el so from amrua kedil hashavos malchus zechon v'shofar skil tkiyosayin. It was to teach me the gzereshava, and then the rabbanon said, okay, we're going to make the number the same. Whatever number we did by Yovel, we're going to do by Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shmuel bar Achmeni Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Achas midivrei Torah, one's from divrei Torah, Ushtayim midivrei Sofrim, and the second one's from divrei Sofrim. Vavarta shofar trua midivrei Torah, Vavarta shofar trua midivrei Torah, Shabbosan zichron trua, v'yom trua yilachem, l'tamud huba. Mile tamud huba, what does that mean, l'tamud huba? Comes to teach you something. Miboy libayom, v'lo balayla. Only have shofar by day, not by night. The idach, and the other Tanakama who said it was two and one, Bayom v'lo b'layla b'nalei, how does he know that? Nafkalei, b'bi yom ha-kippurim. He learns it out how he learned out yom ha-kippurim. I yom ha-kippurim, ne'ilaf nigmar minei, nidmar nami minei, l'pshut l'fanea, l'pshut l'achrea. So I learn everything from Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, no, v'avartim tervu lo mashmalu. That doesn't really, it's not mashmal like that. Elamai darish b'hu, v'avarta, Kidrav Masna, Dharmav Masna, Vavartu Derech Havaraso. You should blow it. The Derech that goes on the animal's body, meaning the way we bush over. Taviru, kama rachmana, naviru biyad. You have to hold it in your hand. V'edukhtar of masna, medeshani b'dibure, since the Gemara, the Torah changed its lashon.
What does that mean? It's blown the same way it's carried, that they have it in his head, carried.
That, no, not carried. The way it comes off, the way it comes off his head, that's how you blow. I'm not the way it means either. V'edukhtar of masna, medeshani b'dibure, the Torah changed its lashon. It could have said v'titaka b'shofar trua. What's vavarta shofar trua? Taviru biyad lo matzis amarta. I don't need to know that. The Gemara avoda avra avra b'moshe. Ksiv hach it says vavarta shofar trua. Ksiv hasam b'itav Moshe viru kol machne malahalam b'kol afkan b'kol. Fine. V'haytan ulahaytan ademaisalam imidbar I malahalam b'chatzotros afkan chatzotros. Talmud lomar tiku b'chod shofar b'kesedam chagenu. Ezu chag she'chodesh mitzchasebo. Which yontif is the, you can't see the moon. Haviyom is a Rosh Hashanah. The Kamarachmana, shofar. The Torah said shofar. Okay, it was all Limudim. Now we get to the real meat of today's daf. Ready for this? A lot of ink has been spilled trying to explain this Gemara. Iskin Rabbi Avo, the Kiseri. Rabbi Avo made a takana. Rabbi Avo is an Amora. He made a takana in Kiseri, Kiseria. Tekia, Shalosh Shvarim. A tekia, Shalosh Shvarim. Trua, then tekia. Okay? In other words, tekia, shvarim, trua, tekia. So the Gemara says, mimanav shach. One second, what's he doing? E yelule yalil, if the crying of Rosh Hashanah is wailing, whatever that means, then la'avid tekia, trua, tekia. Then it should be what we call tekia. What we call a trua, what we call tekiah. I genuche ganach, I'm sorry. I genuche ganach, if it's that kind of crying, then la'avit tekiah, shalosh shvarim, v'tekiah. Why are we doing both? In one blowing. Are we doing tekiah, shvarim, why are we doing that? The answer is, misapkaluhu, he had a suffix. It was a suffix. I genuche ganach, I yiluye yalo. Which one is it? We don't know. And therefore, we have all made a takana. Do both. Do both. So we both tekia, shvarim, trua, tekia. The question is, what do you mean it's a suffix? What did they do last year? What did they do last year? How did it become a suffix? What could mean it was a suffix? What, there was like this, you could say there was some kind of expulsion or something, and everyone forgot. You could say, you could give an answer like that.
If we can go like everything else that happened in those days as far as davening is concerned,
yeah.
Every shul davened their own davening.
Oh,
every
one second. We'll get into that in a minute. Maskefler of Avira. Avira asked a question. One second. Vidilma Yululehu. Maybe it's only that. Maybe true is only that. Become mafsik, shlosh shvarim, being true litzkiah. And you're sticking in three shvarims. So it's a hafsik. What are you doing? Gemara says, you're right. Hadar avid tekiah trua tekiah. We'll blow again tekiah trua tekiah and three times and that'll be just trua, let's say. Maskefla ravina. V'dilma genuche have. Maybe it's the other one. V'kam esapke trua ben shvarim tekiah. And the Gemara answers, you're right. Hadar avid tekiah shvarim tekiah. And then we blow again tekiah shvarim tekiah. Okay? So, we blow tekiah shvarim trua tekiah three times, tekiah shvarim tekiah three times, and tekiah trua tekiah three times. Why? Because we're not sure. We're not sure. Because we cover our bases, we do all three. So Gemara says, Elo Rabbi Avo, my iskin. What was his takan exactly? I genuche ganach ha'avdei, I yulule yalil ha'avdei. So either way you're getting it. So, mesapkale dilma nag ganach v'yol. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. So we're going to do cover our bases. We're going to do tashrat, tashat, and tarat. All three. All we'll cover all our bases. Okay? Okay. And the Ramban has a whole discussion how Rabbi Avo, who's an Amora, can argue on the Tana. I mean, is he arguing on Tana? Not really arguing. Not really arguing, right? So the Gemara asks the following question. Ihachi, if all this is true, Levin Nami Ipcha, why don't we do the opposite way? Tekiya, Teruah, Shalosh Shavarim, and then Tekiya. What about that? That option. Dilma, Yalil, Viganach. How come we don't do that? We don't do that. No one does that. Tekiya, Teruah, then a Shavarim. No, we always do Shavarim first. Why is that? Stam de Milsa, because of Stam crying, Ki Mitra B'inish, when a person cries, Milsa Bereish, Gunach V'Hadda Yalil. You cry that way. First you do Shavarim, and then you do the shorter crying. So that's why we do it like that. Okay? So, the Rambam says, there's no question, this is a very difficult Rambam. Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with one Masorah, which is the right one to blow. And the Rambam says, because of turmoil in Jewish life, it was forgotten. That's what the Rambam says, right?
Why?
Because he says, Nishtachahu Merov Hashanim V'Orech HaGolos. Because of the length of the Golos and long time, people forgot. So the Baal Ma'or says, the Rosh says, Rav Haigon says, She'ein Lomer She'ad Rabbi Avo Hayu Mekomos Shlo Yatsu De Mitzvah Shofar. That can't be right. Until Rav Avo came along, people weren't Mekai Mitzvah Shofar, they're doing it wrong. You know what they were doing? Hard to say that. Very hard to say that. Ela be'emes, ein zu machlokes mamish. It's not a machlokes. The other Rishonim explain it differently. The Rambam is very difficult. Rambam. The Rambam means to say that people forgot. And it's supposed to be only tashrat. That's the real, and with the blowing tia shram tkiya, they were doing it wrong. Like, hard to say that.
Why? Why do people have a problem?
They wind up saying that this is just sort of
being common. We have
all the sheikhs of all the different places.
Right.
We have a minute that we should do something.
Right.
And every single year we do it differently on certain little things.
Yes.
Like during davening.
Correct.
Like, okay, it's only a little davening.
That's right. We do that. Like on Chol Hamoed, do we say Shir Malos before Meir? If we're not, no one knows. Every year we don't know. The point is, Tana D'Oraisa.
But they did it one time. Per year.
Right, I hear. So that's what the Rambam says.
I think it's different, the question's better, because back then, they were trained to remember everything. We're trained to look at us and say, for they were trained to do everything. That's how you have Amara who were blind. Well, they didn't have Torah Shev itself so much. They were all trained to do everything by memory, so everything was memorized.
But then they didn't have people who were able to daven.
I hear. That's what the Rambam says.
They codified what we do.
The other he's shown him, Haigon already, he's one of the Gonim. He says, no. That Rambam's not right. The pshat is...
Rambam didn't say Rambam's not right.
No, he said that's not the pshat. What he said was, that every shul, there were three options. How to blow shofar, they're all three are correct. You can blow like this, or like this. And it's field of choice, whatever you want to do in your shul. Came along with Rav Avoh, said, no, we're going to make one uniform rule. We're going to do all three. That way, every shul's the same. We don't want to have different shuls. They have different minhagim. 99% of the shuls of the Ashkenaz and Sfarad, it's 98% the same. You want to have it the same, especially Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. We have it the same. Okay, that's all. That's all Rabbi Avoh did.
Do we have it the same?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. No, we don't.
Why?
Because the Rav doesn't blow the same tikkia I blow.
I hear.
He doesn't have the same thing.
That
Sfarim don't do the same thing.
That already is. Everything.
Oh, but you're accepting that. That way I feel.
Yeah.
Don't blow
yeah.
it the same way.
Yeah, because everyone has the same lulav and esrog. It's the same? What do you mean? He has this kind of lulav and that kind of esrog. It's all the same.
That is the same, but the blowing of the shofar is not the same.
It sounds a little different.
It sounds a lot different.
So that, but the point is, even though it sounds different, it's still tekiya, shvarim through tekiya, tekiya shvarim tekiya, tekiya through tekiya. That everyone agrees.
But it's not the same what a shvarim is.
I understand. The shvarim is different.
And so is a trua, and so is what's a gold. And so is the minigo, what's a trua. There's a lot of differentiations. So it's not the same, and it's never been the same.
Okay.
So if you can accept that, why can't you accept what he said?
So I'll tell you another question the Rabban asks.
I'm more with Menachem on this one. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think that those nuances are such a big difference.
It's a nuance. It's the same, but with a twist.
Right. That's like Ashkenaz and Sfarad.
But
do you say Hodu first or do you say Baruch Shamar first? It's the difference.
The
what?
but it does.
I hear. I hear the kasha. So listen to what Ramban asks. You ever go to a what do we blow first? The first one we blow is Tekiah Shvarim through a Tekiah. Why? Did you ever go to a shul that didn't do that first? That you never went to such a shul. Yeah. Everyone blows Tekiah Shvarim through a Tekiah first. Everyone blows Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah second. And everyone blows Tekiah through a Tekiah third. Why is that? Well, who made up that order? That you'll never see different. Where'd that come from? It just was a random picking? Like we think, oh, Tekiah Shvarim through a Tekiah first because it has both. Is that the reason? That's what we think the reason is. That's what I always thought the reason was. Because that's both, it's like the best one, right?
Yeah.
So the Ramban says that's
the whole L when we blow shofar.
Right.
What do we do? They don't do all three.
Right. Well, that's just a minhag. That's a real minhag.
Okay, it's a real minhag, but we're putting some bite to that minhag. What's the minhag? The minhag is everybody does one thing. They could have done all three.
Right. So the Ramban says the whole complicated reason why we blow Tekiah Shvarim through Tekiah first. Basically, his reason is because a Stam Mishnah beats a Stam Braisa, and there'll be a vote, I don't know, some complicated reason, but there's a reason for it. Okay. Okay, next. Next. Tokar b'rishona u'moshach b'shnei kishtayim. If you try to do one long Tekiah to get both Tekiahs, it doesn't work. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shama Tesha Tekios, Betesha Shos Baryom Yotza. Also difficult Gemara. If you heard 9 Tekias over the course of a day, in the morning you heard 1 Tekia. 1 Tekia through Tekia. Then an hour later, another one. An hour later, 9 hours of a day, you heard 9. It's good. Tanya Nami Hachi. Shama Tesha Tekios, Betesha Shos Baryom Yotza. You're Yotze. Mites Bnei Adam Ke'echad. If you heard it from 9 people at one time, lo yotza, you're not yotze, in parentheses, right? Why not? Says Rashi, because trei kol lo mishtami. You can't have 2 people at the same time. Kach pirusha l'fim ha-shekasa b'svarim. But v'lav milsi, that's not right. Though kimna, it wasn't that long ago, it's like 5-6 days ago, to trei koli mitrei gavri mishtoi. 2 people saying 2 different things, you can hear. You can concentrate. V'achigarsin lo b'tosefta mitishin b'le'adam ke'echad yotza. It is good. V'afilu b'seirugin, even if it's alternating. V'afilu kol yom kulo, even the whole day. V'lo garsin and tekiya mizev true mizev yotza. Tahina resha. Fine. So next, tekiya mizev true mizev yotza. Tekiya from this guy or true from that guy. It's also good. Feel a serugin, even if it's alternating. I feel a call yom cool, even the whole day long. They're going to take the whole day long to blow shofar. It's fine too. Umir Yochanan Hachi, did Yochanan say all this? Vamer Yochanan, Mishum Ben Yehud Tzadok, Bahalel Ubu Megillah. When it comes to Halel and Megillah, Im Shaha Kedeligmor is Kula, Chosel Arosh. If you go out to get a coffee in the middle of Halel, and you're out there for a half hour, you come back, I'll resume where I left off, you're not going to do that. You have to start over from the beginning. Why? Why? Because you can't take saying halal the whole day. You say halal. So how long can you pause? I run to the bathroom for a minute. How long was I in the bathroom for? 2 minutes. Can I say the whole halal in 2 minutes? No. If you can't do that, then you can resume where you left off. Otherwise, you got to start. So I can do your shofar all day long. What kind of thing is that? Hit shofar 5 hours apart? How can I do that? Don't take 5 hours to blow shofar. How can I do that? Lo kasha. Tana kasha. And the same Rabbi Yochanan. No. Hadi day, hadi rabbi. One who was saying the opinion of his Rebbe, one who was saying his own opinion. So it's not so someone can hold like his Rebbe, that you don't have the whole day. And some can hold like himself, you have the whole day, Taka. V'diday lo? What do you mean, himself? He holds himself, he can have the whole day? So Rabbi Avo, have a shakal v'azal b'aseid Rabbi Yochanan. They were walking together, Rabbi Yochanan was walking with Rabbi Avo. V'akari kriya shma. They were saying shma. Ki bo, tame, ki mata l'ba mutunafos ishtik. When they came to a tame place, they stopped saying shma. Because you can't say Shema in a dirty place. Right? Basim to Chalif, so they pass by the dirty place. Amalahu, Ma'al Ligmar. Can I resume my Shema? Can I resume? And the Ran says, you see from here, that you're allowed to speak in the middle of Shema if it's a halacha question about Shema. You're allowed to say, he's in the middle of Shema. So, by the way, can I resume? You're allowed to do that. So Amalahu told him, Im Shas, Kedeh Ligmar, Kula, Chazal Arosh. if you pause long enough to say the whole thing, you have to go back to the beginning. So what do you mean his Rebbe only held it? He held it also. Hachi kamalei. Lididi lo zvirli. I don't hold like that. So I would hold, you can resume. You want to hold like my Rebbe? Lididach, you, the svirlach, im shosh, ke ligmar skula, chozel rosh. You want to hold like my Rebbe? That you have to go back to the beginning? That's the shir. The shir is, if you would have finished the whole thing, then you have to go back. If not, not. Okay? Yeah. So, listen to this. Tosfos says, in the Tosfos of Lididi, it's like halfway down, a little more than halfway down, where Tosfos says, V'kasha hadavar. One second. Ma'od. It's a big question over here. Shahatzibur bebeis haknesses. Listen to this. Tzibur sitting in shul, biyantif, anyantif, omrim emes v'yatziv. You say emes v'yatziv, umamtinin, and then you wait l'shatz, for the shatz. V'shoskim, and you're quiet, ad shiigmar zulsos, till he says zulsos, which are certain types of piyutim in middle of shema, which we don't say them. They're always in the machzor. We would skip those pages, right? Tosa said them. They would say these things. Umi kamocha sha'omer bigula. And the pause is longer than it would take me to say the whole thing. Chazan's belting out his tune, niguna, he's schlepping, and the pause is longer than it would take me to say the whole thing. I got to go back and say it again? Umiyu hecha de'en shoen kede ligmar kula mitzchila atzof ein lachash. No, it's not a problem, right? Says because then Tosa says it's a problem because then, well, how much is she schlepping? Well, the other guy doesn't schlep as much. So then, what kind of shear is that? Can't give shear like that. Okay, yeah. And then Tosa says we don't hold like this really, Rabbi Yochanan, that you could spend all day blowing shofar. He says, Damer of Kahana Parak Hachalil Ein Bein Tkiel Atruot Tkiel V'lo Klum. There's no pausing in between. How can you schlep all day? Right, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Shloshan, Mitzvah Achatz, One Mitzvah, Fichi Kamar Hasam, Dafka Be'emza, Tkiya, Tru Tkiya, Avil Bein Tarat, Latarat, Latarat, Yachal Lishos, Pachos, fine. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Tkiyos, Ein Ma'akvos, Zu Azu. Tkiyos and I Ma'akiv each other. What does that mean? Brachos, Ein Ma'akvos, Zu Azu. The Brachos, Malchus, Sechor, Zu Azu, Ma'akiv. Tkiyos of brachos shel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur ma'akavos, but a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur it is ma'akiv. What does that mean? It means you can't blow both. I can't blow tashrat and tash. I don't know how to blow shvarims. I can't blow shvarims. I don't know how. So I can just blow tkiyah through tkiyah. That I can blow, but I can't blow shvarims. So is that good? That's good. I can blow that. I can't blow the rest of it. So that what am I going to do? I can't blow. So I'll blow what I have, and I don't have to blow whatever I don't have. I don't have my timer. Why is that? Amar Rabba, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Amar Lefana Rebona Shalom. Malchios, Zichronos, Vishofros. Malchios, Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem. I'm the king over you. Zichronos, Kadesh Yavo Lefana Zichronom Latova. I'll remember you for good. Ubameh, and with what? Bashofer, with the shofar. Right? So in other words, you should have all three. If you have only one, the blow what you have, fine. Misha Beirach, V'achachach Nisnamna Lo Shofar, Tokeo Mirav Tokeo. If someone davening didn't have a shofar, there's no shofar in that shul. So what do? You daven without a shofar. Then somebody found the shofar somewhere. Taima, to havi shalei shofar meikara. The reason is because there was no shofar to begin with. Ha havi le shofar meikara. But if there was a shofar to begin with, ki shamalei, when you blow shofar, a seder brachos shamalei. You do them on the seder brachos, which every shul does that. Some shuls blow in the quiet, some don't. That's fine. But everyone blows by the Chazaras Hashatz, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Everyone does that. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Kamut Tzluye. Rav Papa went to daven. He was somehow for some reason he was sick. He was in quarantine and he was davening from home and he was davening Rosh Hashanah B'Yechidus. Amalei L'Shamei. He told his attendant, Ki Nahiru Lach Tokali. When I make the noise, I motion to you, blow shofar for me. Amalei Rava. Wait a second. One second. Lo amru ela b'chefer ir. You only blow shofar in public. I don't know where you get that from. You only blow shofar in the shul, barabim. Right? Is that what it means? Yeah. Tanya, it means to alfed habrachos.
That's not what it says.
Oh, you shouldn't interrupt.
Right. Tanya, mihachi, Kishu Shomin, Shomin Al Seder, Fal Seder HaBrachos. You should hear the shofar Al Seder and Al Seder HaBrachos. B'medem Amurim, when is that? B'chever Ir. That's when you're in public place, in the Shul. Avol B'shlo B'chever Ir. But when you're not in Shul, Shomin Al Seder, V'shlo Al Seder HaBrachos. You do it all the time. You go to someone who's sick, you blow shofar for them. You don't wait for them to daven malchus. You don't do that. You just blow for them, right? Because it's not in a shul. The yachid.
Done though.
What?
Usually they're done.
Correct. Correct. The yachid shlo taka, and a yachid who didn't blow, chavero tokealo. Your chaver could blow for you. Why? Now, I can't put on tefillin for you.
Is there a reason why, if you're a yachid, you don't have to blow in the order?
Because the takana was only made in the tzibur. Right, v'yachid shlo beirach ein chaveru mevarech alav. If you can't daven, someone else can't daven for you. Right? Why not? Because only the shliach tzibur could pull that off. So I can't daven. I can't shofar for you, but I can't daven for you. I can't put on tefillin for you. That I can't do, but I can blow shofar for you.
Hence why we
right. But except, and I can't daven for you unless you're shliach tzibur.
Hence why we go to somebody's house and you've already done it once before. They make the problem.
Correct. Same thing with Megillah.
Thing.
Right? When we lay Megillah for the ladies, whole shaila to make bracha. If there's a man here, he makes the bracha. If not, I don't make the bracha for them. One of the women makes it for all the women. Why? I heard it. I was yotze ready. Right.
Listen, what the chiddush is, you didn't make today shmiah. So what do you mean? You, of course, if somebody.
So maybe you should hear it yourself.
Maybe you say every single person.
Yeah. So you don't say that. By davening, we do say that, unless you're the baltvila. Once you're the Baal Tefillah, you can be motzi other people. I can't be motzi you in davening. I don't know how to daven. It's not such a far-fetched thing. I don't know how to daven. I don't know how to blow shofar. I can't do either one. So for shofar, I can be motzi someone. Can be motzi you. Motzi can be motzi the whole shul.
The mitzvah is not to blow. The mitzvah is to stay here.
Maybe you have to hear it yourself.
To hear it yourself? Yeah. Of course. So if you
to hear it by yourself, blowing it yourself. Maybe that's the mitzvah.
But that's not.
What? Okay, so that's the thing, it's not. U mitzvah betokin yosem in hamavarchim. It's better to blow shofar than to daven. Ketad, what does that mean? Shtei ayaros, two cities, ba'achas token, one city they have a shofar, but they have no one to daven for the amid. It doesn't mean that they have a fancy bal tefillah. They had nobody. In those days, there was no sidurim, and if someone wasn't mot to you, and you didn't know how to daven, you wouldn't daven. So in one city they had a shofar, ubaachas mevarchim, and in the other city there's a guy who can daven, who can wrote to you and all your tefillas, but there's no shofar there. Holchim lamakom shetoken, you go to the place where there's a shofar, ve'ein holchim lamakom shemavarchim, you don't go to the place where there's a davener. Isn't that obvious? Pshita, it's obvious. Hador raisa, hador abanon. One's a doraisa, one's a darabanon. Which one's doraisa? Shofar. Which one's darabanon? Davening. Didn't we say all these times, Hashem said, I want you to blow for me, Malchus just said it. Hashem said to go, what do you mean it's Durabanan? The answer is Durabanan. Even though Hashem said that, it's still Durabanan. Right? Okay. No. Lo Tzricha. No, the Shaila is, the Afal Gaf, the Ha Vadai, the Ha Safek. There's a Vadai Davener there in that shul. Vadai. There's a Suffolk shofar there. I still go to the Suffolk. I still go to the shofar shul because a Suffolk daraisa beats a Vadai darabanan. Okay? Rashi says, Vadai hulo shimyelich etel ha bevarchin yotze sham asar v'yisfal shef tzibar. There's for sure 10 guys over there. There's for sure a davener. V'yotzeyeyu dechavaso. V'myelich etel ha token. That's what Rashi says. Shema kvar l'abdu v'holchul l'vadayim. They already died. They all went home. The daven for seeking, the daven that finished by 10 o'clock, everyone's home, they're all sleeping. So you can't get a shofar there. That's what Rashi says. Why did Rashi say that?
I don't know why you needed that.
What?
I don't know why you even need to go with that.
Well, that's why you have to say that, right? Why you have to go down that road. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So. There's a whole lot. A lot of the Tchelis Lamdas is in this Gemara. What if you? So what do you see from here? that a suffik doraisa, a suffik, beats a vada derabanan? What if your suffik will not get resolved? I have a suffik. Should I wear the tchelas or not? Well, is it real tchelas or not? Once I put them on, I wasn't mavar with the suffik. Didn't change a thing. I still have a suffik. Right? It's still have a suffik.
It's a whole it's a worse argument.
It's a suffik.
I said it's a
word. It's a suffik doraisa, so do it. But if I do it, I don't have to mavar the suffix.
It's not the same.
So then do I do it, and then do I do it anyway? Here, if I go to the shul, I will be mavar my suffix. I have a suffix.
But it could be worse. The outcome could be worse.
Well, how could it be worse?
Because it's a suffix. So if you go to the shul and there's no shofar there,
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Right.
With the case of the sisters, he's going 50-50.
No. It's way worse, because if you're wrong, and it's not tchelas.
Then what are you doing? Why? What's this, sir?
You can't use another material as tchelas.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence why we're not doing it.
So I hear. So, this is like a lot of this in this one little line of Gemara here. Right. So, you hear what the story is? Even though there's a Vaday shul and a suffik shofar, you still go to the suffik. Why? The Raisa beats the Rabbanan. Okishem Shishliach Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid Fon. Tanya, we'll have another minute. Amrulo, we'll stop here. We'll pick up here tomorrow. We'll finish the Masechta tomorrow. If we have time tomorrow, we're going to do that big Tosfos about how you blow shofar, the huge Tosfos, all the different Menhagim. Have to go through it again today. I did it early in the week. And then we'll finish the Masechta tomorrow. And Sunday morning, we start Masechta's Tainus. Sunday morning, Tainus. Everyone have a good Shabbos.